Welcome back once again. This is Mike Barone for 1270 AM St. Gabriel Radio, and I am talking today once again with Carolyn Ferroni, who is the youth minister at St. Mary's Parish in Delaware, Ohio. Welcome back, Carolyn.
Thank you, Mike.
We want to remind our listeners very quickly once again that we are in a very serious financial situation here with St. Gabriel Radio, and we really, really want to keep the radio on the air and growing in the Columbus area. So important for the Catholics in the area, but particularly what we'd like to focus on today are the teenagers. So to do so, we'd like to have folks out there call in with their pledges and their donations, and to be able to do that, we have to give you the number. So Carolyn, if you could give them that number to call.
Sure. The number for donations for St. Gabriel Radio is 888-578-4223. Again, that's 888-578-4223.
And we'll give that number a little bit later as well. You can also call if you're driving in the car and maybe can't remember the numbers as easily. Try 888-5-ST-GABE. Or you can reach us on the internet at www.stgabrielradio.com. Now, Carolyn, we were going to talk a little bit today about one of the programs that you're doing with your youth that I believe the bishop is going to come and kick off. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, Mike. The Bishop Campbell actually had a meeting with youth ministers a few months ago, and we discussed sexuality, morality, and marriage. And I kind of walked away from that feeling challenged to do a little bit more than we already do, maybe with our teenagers. And so we're going to actually do a mini-series and kind of take out what we can that we think will really help teens understand the sacramentality of marriage from John Paul II's Theology of the Body. And so we made a phone call and asked the bishop if he would come and kick off that mini-series and celebrate the Life Teen Mass in January with us on Sunday evening, January 7th. And he said yes, he's up for it. And so we're very excited. Afterwards, he's going to speak to the teens. And we're not sure exactly what he's going to say yet, but we're excited. And then hopefully we'll have a good discussion to follow.
What time would that Mass be? You mentioned the date.
Yeah, the Mass is at 6 p.m. at St. Mary's in Delaware.
And everybody out there is invited, obviously.
Everybody's invited. We're inviting youth ministers from all around to bring teens and come and hear what our bishop has to say.
Now, I was at that meeting with the bishop as well, the one earlier that you mentioned,
right,
where he brought all this up. And he was talking about pre-Cana. A lot of people see pre-Cana as the steps right before you get married. Obviously, that's what it is. But
right,
he mentioned that there are actually three levels of pre-Cana. One that takes place when parents are good parents around their children, and the children realize what it is to be married, and mommy and daddy do certain things and have certain roles that they work out together, and all the compromises and everything that go on between two people that are married. How you see the self-giving instead of being selfish, people are being selfless, hopefully, in a marriage. And then there's that middle ground that's kind of more what they see as they get older and they start understanding sexuality and they start understanding what it is to be self-giving again and not be selfish. And then there's the last part, which is what we traditionally know as the pre-Cana, which is only maybe 6 months before they get married, where we talk about making sure people are really firmed up and ready to go with the church teachings on it. But it should be a lifelong process, I think, is what the bishop was saying.
Right. Not only lifelong, but I think we need to hit it pretty hard when they're in their teen years, because in youth ministry, we have, it's like a gift handed to us of their time to really talk about what they're going through. And society today pretty much is telling them that it's all about themselves. It's a me-centered kind of thinking. And really, we need to teach the sacramentality of marriage. We need to talk about the body as a temple. We need to talk about purity, saving ourselves for our spouse, if that's the vocation that we choose, is to be married. And then we need to talk about how our spouse is someone that we need to help get to heaven. We didn't marry this person in order to feel good ourselves, although that would be the fruit, obviously, of being so good to each other. I think today, oftentimes, our teens think that, wow, if you're not doing something great for me, you know, this is very disposable. And unfortunately, we have a disposable society, a consuming society, and we need to come back to the Catholic faith and see what marriage was supposed to be in the first place.
Absolutely. And we mentioned that you're going to base the series in general on the Theology of the Body by John Paul II.
Right.
We should say St. John Paul II, although we're not allowed to just yet. But we're hoping. We're really hoping for that, folks. But John Paul II's was, what, 129 different talks he gave?
That's right, homilies.
Homilies on the Wednesday audience, I believe. And those became the theology of the body. There's a man out there that many of our listeners will be familiar with, Mr. Christopher West, who's done Naked Without Shame and a couple other series on theology of the body, which kind of breaks it down for the layperson and definitely for the teenagers, I think. There's some great books out there that he's put together, and maybe that's going to be part of the program, I believe. Or
we are going to use him as one of our resources. He does a lot of really good stuff, I think, on the church and where the whole marriage thing comes from, Christ and his church. So we're going to use him as a resource, right?
That's great. Now, our, like I said, our listeners are probably a little bit familiar with Christopher West. They've probably heard him speak a couple times because we've had him on for different reasons on the air, and different programs that are on St. Gabriel Radio carry his talks and such. But you know what, folks? If we weren't on the air, then there wouldn't be the ability to get this information out to people. And maybe talking about sexuality and things seems a little bit more private to some of you. And the idea of having it on the radio might be a little easier. You know, maybe some folks that are listening would have trouble speaking about sexuality in a Catholic sense to teenagers and preteens. But if you were perhaps driving in the car, going to the mall or going to a soccer game or going to one of the many after-school activities that kids have, and you have the radio on, and you know it's a good source of Catholic education on sexuality, and you know it's not going to be anything that's embarrassing to you, that may be an easier way to handle it sometimes than have to sit down and have these talks that might be a little uncomfortable. Also, you might just hear ways yourself that you could articulate the Catholic teaching on sexuality and not feel uncomfortable about it as well. But to do so, folks, you've got to be able to hear it first. And to hear it, we have to be on the air. And to be on the air, we have to have your help, because this station is supported by you, its listeners. And if we can have you call in and pledge a little bit of money right now, even the widows might, will make a huge bit of difference. If a lot of people give us just a little bit, then those gifts would all add together and we would get so much out of it, we'd be able to stay on the air. We give the Lord at Mass maybe $1.50 in bread and wine, and what do we get back? The body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. So God can do a huge amount with a very little amount. So please, if you could, call right now and donate so that we can stay on the air with St. Gabriel Radio and keep reaching people to teach them so many good things, including these youth ministry programs that we're liking to, that we're trying to get out there and support. Carolyn, if you could give them that number again so that they could call in and make those donations.
Sure, Mike. It's 888-578-4223. Again, that number is 888-578-4223.
Very good. And once again, if you're riding along in the car and you need a memory device, 888-5-ST-GABE. Or you can reach us at www.stgabrielradio.com. Okay, Carolyn, well, maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of the fruits you've seen in the past from teaching teenagers or young adults about pre-Cana type situations.
Oftentimes what happens after we've hit chastity pretty hard and talk about morality and sexual morality and ethics is that we watch these teens struggle but stay strong on their feet. And the fact that they have a ministry to come to with peers who feel the same way, they get sort of pumped up to make it through the next week. And then we have a young adult core team that mentors these kids and does, I would still call that peer ministry because they're only a few years older.
Sure.
And it is an amazing thing when you have people a little bit younger than me talking to the teens.
You're very young though, yeah. Now. Come on.
I'm young at heart. Talking to the teens, you know, speaking their language. They model what Christ told us to model, and so it makes a huge difference in their lives. Around graduation time, we get beautiful letters from the teenagers about how strong they stayed, and it's because of the ministry and the support and the peer ministry that they had had through high school.
Absolutely. And then as they go off to college, they have that great formation, that great base to kind of reach back on and to keep them strong throughout.
Which they need, right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And once again, it's so important if they can be in a college where they can hear Catholic radio that's going to continue to bolster that faith and keep that faith together, keep that strength as far as chastity, virginity, all these important things that we have in the Catholic faith. And we want to thank you once again, Carolyn Ferroni from St. Mary's in Delaware. God bless you and your program with the teenagers. This is Mike Barone from St. Gabriel Radio, 1270 AM. And thank you to the listeners out there who are going to call in right now and make those pledges and donations. God bless you all.